Track number 14, Maramotti Museum. Now wait for bus number 2 or minibus line E, which travel along the Emilia in the direction of Parma. Get on the bus, look out the window, pretend it's night time. As you're traveling on this stretch of road, I'll read to you a poetic piece written by Pier Vittorio Tondelli in 1980. Fleeting and wandering night launched swiftly along the streets of Emilia, pumping out of my lungs what's inside me. Solitary and roaming night, free-thinking in the car towards the prairie, letting stories fill the brain and letting the brain rest that way, like standing in a square and spying people strolling by, chatting and looking up in the air, lots of fantasies piled on top of one another, but not at all tiring. Running along, then, the car goes where it will. It turns up and down the Emilia, towards the hills and the mountains, or towards the rivers and the drained marshes and the cane thickets. Then, between Reggio and Parma, letting go of the brain strain and trying to guess the number of bars, including those inside discotheques and open-air dance clubs, which, now being August, have even opened their porch blinds to better enjoy the mosquitoes and the stench of the fat, manured countryside. On the Emilia I come across lots of lit-up intermittent signs, large car parks, and finally concrete buildings and purple neon signs, orange spotlights and iodine headlights rising straight up in the air and oscillating so that the cone-shaped beams intertwine with each other in the sky. And then it seems as if you were in Broadway or Sunset Boulevard on one of the good nights with film stars, giant filmmakers and great icons. My guess was 21 bars, but before I get to Parma, I've already counted 33. To hell with my bet, it doesn't really matter that much anyway. Get off the bus at Pieve Modolena and cross the road. You can now start a journey into the world of mid-20th century figurative art. The Maramotti Museum, or Maramotti Collection, opened in 2007. It is located in the former Max Mara factory, restructured specifically for this purpose. Of the 500 works belonging to the collection, 200 are now on permanent display. They are generally very large and of inestimable value. Entry is free of charge, but advance reservation is required.